He'll leave you for a little season, ain't that right? I won't say who I'm talking about, but amen. All right. Appreciate the good preaching tonight. And just a reminder, the Lord's in control.
Amen.
And that's where the Lord has me at tonight. Amen. And praise the Lord for how He puts things together. You can turn to Mark chapter 4. Well, when we lose our amazement with the Lord, we're in bad shape. Amen. I'm glad He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad of that tonight? Good to see you. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Brother Shepherd, I don't guess he told what happened to me in detail, as far as I heard on the radio, but I've done this one other time, is at Brother Larry Logsdon's meeting, and one time went down there and forgot my shoes and had to go find shoes. And then went down there, didn't bring a single white shirt, a dress shirt at all, and that's what I done today. Amen. I studied till about 20 till time to get here and was running over there with my mind full of what I felt like I was going to preach. I looked over there and there wasn't a dress shirt at all. And so I run to Walmart, and Brother Steve, the sleeves are a little long, so if I get preaching hard and the sleeves fall out, and you know what's going on, amen. But praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be here on a Friday night, isn't it? Good to be in the house of the Lord. And one good thing is I found one big enough for my big neck. And so I can breathe tonight. But one way or the other, sleeves are too long, neck's perfect, rest of it fits good. I don't know. Amen. That's the way the Lord made me, so I just have to deal with it. So, Mark 4, and verse number 35. It says in the beginning, and the same day. They'd had another long day. There's a lot of long days in serving God. But it's an honor to get to serve Him. Amen. So it says in verse number 35, and the same day when the even was come, He saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him, even as He was in the ship. And there was also with Him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him, and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? And He arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Amen. Amen. Brother Jacob, would you pray for me tonight? Amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. And I want to preach here tonight. The Bible tells us about this storm that the disciples are in, and the Bible says in verse number 37, the Bible said, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, says so that it was now full. Amen. And I think about this text here tonight, and I thank God for the Bible. When I read what the disciples went through and people that follow the Lord, I find a lot of things to help me. Amen. And when I look at this and I think about a ship that's full of water, I don't find anywhere where this ship sank. Amen. But I ask myself this question, and I think about my own life on how is this ship still sailing? Amen. How's the ship still sailing? If you want a title, that'd kind of be it tonight. Or how's the ship still sailing? Or why is the ship still sailing? I don't know about you, but there's been times, and a lot of times we don't want to admit our frailties as human beings and as trying to serve the Lord. And I don't think we ought to magnify those. I don't necessarily think, Brother Josh, we ought to magnify our weaknesses. But we ought to acknowledge those and realize that without Him tonight, we can do nothing. Amen. And have you ever said, well, my plate's full, my schedule is full and all of that. And you felt like, has anybody besides me ever felt like in the Christian life that you was about to sink, you was about to go under? I mean, it's just full, and you'd had it up to here. You might say it that way, amen. And fear had settled in instead of faith in your life. But I'm glad that I've lived through some storms, aren't you?
I didn't necessarily, while I was going through those storms, Brother Paulman, not many times necessarily that I just said, Lord, thank you for the storm. There has been a few times where I've said, Lord, thank you that I'm going through this. But more times than not, I was crying out like these disciples, don't you care, Lord? Don't you see that we're about to perish? We're about to go under? Am I the only one in the room tonight that's ever felt that way in trying to follow God? I'll say tonight, if you really forsake everything like these disciples did there in chapter number 1 and decide that you're going to follow God, there's going to be times, and again, I'm not magnifying it tonight, but there's going to be times because of our flesh and because of our frailties and our lack of faith, there's going to be times where we're crying out to the Lord and saying, Lord, don't you care that we're about to perish? Lord, as far as I can tell and as far as I can see, a full ship is going to go down at some time or another. Amen. It said most ships, what according on what size they are, most ships maybe can stay afloat for a few hours once water starts coming in and once water is getting in there. But I'll tell you this, when a ship is completely full, it ought to already be sunk. Isn't that right? And so when I look at this, as there's out there on that sea, and the ship, the Bible says there, is now full of all that water. It ought to be underneath the water. It ought to already be gone and down and sank and suffered shipwreck. Would you agree with that tonight? Have you ever felt that way? And I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to look back and think about what God brought me through. As bad as I thought the outlook was, and as bad as far as human reasoning, that I could reason with you on human reasoning, that it ought not, that I should not still be sailing. Am I making any sense tonight? And the Bible says here, and this is bad. The ship is full. They've been in a storm, and the waves have beat into the ship, and they're scared to death. But listen, you know what the Lord said there in verse number 40, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Well, Lord, there's been a terrible storm. Amen. This vessel, this ship is full of water, and you're asleep. Amen. And you know what the Lord wants us to do? He does expect us, Brother Rick, to have faith when the ship's full. Now, thank God for faith and everything's going well, and we ought to have the Christian life is a life of faith. But I'm telling you, it's easy to live by faith when the bills are paid. It's easy to live by faith when nobody's sick. It's easy to live by faith when you feel good and things are going good. And we ought to have faith, and we ought to magnify the Lord in joyous times and magnify Him. But it's a whole nother level, and I'm not saying I'm some great super spiritual Christian, but by going through a few things, trying to follow the Lord. Thank God there's been some times where I could say, thank you, Lord, and the ship full and storms all around, and the Lord's keeping me floating and keeping me going. Hey, I'm glad for that, aren't you? As I can look back, and if you've followed the Lord long, you know sometimes that it looked like you just wasn't going to make it through. You was going to perish. But thank God you went to the right person and you cried out to Him. And ain't you glad, thank God, that He was able to say, peace and be still, the Creator that created the winds and the seas and allows the storms, He's able to silence them. You've heard that song the McCamey sang, sometimes He calms the storm and sometimes He calms me. I tell you, I'll be honest tonight, Brother Paulman, I just like it when He don't let the storms come. I like it whenever I start hearing a little bit of thunder, that's all I hear. I like those times, aren't you? But you cannot and I cannot replace tonight the times when it wasn't just the thunder off in the distance. It wasn't just what it looked like, lightning on the horizon, but there's times when the wind hit and the waters hit, and thank God, God just said, peace, be still, that's enough. Amen. Sometimes He calms the storm. But I think about the Apostle Paul over there in a ship, amen. I think about the Apostle Paul over there in Acts chapter 27 and verse number 21. The Bible says over in verse number 20 that there was that they'd been in storm after storm after storm because those shipmen didn't listen to the man of God, and they got out there and they went through a storm and a storm and another storm, and they're in the midst of a storm in verse 20 of Acts 27 because it said there lay on us no small tempest. There's in the middle of it, and the Bible says Paul stood forth after long abstinence. Listen tonight, Paul was in the same ship. Paul was going through the same storm. Amen. Luke was on that ship. But you know what the Bible said? After long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them, and he said, you should have listened to me. You should have hearkened unto me. Amen. I had to give a little bit of rebuke there, but he said, there stood by me this night the angel of the Lord, whose I am and whom I serve. He said, be of good cheer, for I believe God. And you know what happened? God didn't stop the storms. There may have been a little rest in between there, but another storm was coming. And Paul said, I believe God. It's going to be just like he said it's going to be. He said, we're going to lose the ship. Hey, listen, sometimes you do suffer shipwreck, and the ship may go under, and that may be faith tonight. Hey, whichever way pleases God and brings Him glory, that's what I want my life, Brother Downs. And you've probably been through it. I promise you what God's able to do. We can just, the more storms we face and the more we go through, one of the byproducts is, hey, I believe God. Amen. Amen. If I don't say nothing else, that's the main part of the message tonight. You ever just looked at your life and maybe probably in looking back at your life and some of the things you went through and said, how did the ship keep sailing? Amen. If the Lord don't come, we'll say some more. I mean, sometimes God allows that to happen. Do you ever feel like you're going to sink or shipwreck? Now listen, the Bible points out here, it says that he was asleep on a pillow. You know what that tells me? He went to sleep on purpose. I don't believe he was just walking in the ship and he fell down asleep. Listen, the Lord was on the same ship. He was a human being. He is tired. Amen. I don't believe he just happened to fall down and his head fell on the pillow. I tell you what God does. He does on purpose and with purpose.
Yes, thank God. Amen.
You ever felt like God just fluffed his pillow and went right to sleep on you? Hey, Lord, we're going through a hard time here. You asleep? I'm glad he don't slumber nor sleep. As God Almighty, he is asleep as a man, but he is wide awake. He knew what was going to go on before he went to sleep. He knew what was going on while he was asleep. And he knew exactly why they woke him up, because he was God. Amen. Hey, I don't like those times when it seems like God fluffs his pillow and goes to sleep on me. Does that make any sense tonight? That God, but I'm glad, I'll say again, he does what he does on purpose and for a purpose tonight. And if you're a child of God tonight, the reason the ship keeps on going, God's got some purpose in it. God is going to use it for His honor and His glory. And God knows whether He wants to use a ship. I mean, the battered and the torn and the ship that has been through the storm. I promise you can bring more glory to God.
Amen.
Somebody said easy preaching, hard living. Amen. So the Lord fluffed his pillow. You know, most of Christ's life and ministry was spent on ships. Wasn't it? Most of it was spent on ships. Most of Paul the Apostle's life was and ministry was spent on ships. He didn't have an airplane. He didn't have a car. And a camel or a horse couldn't swim across seas and oceans. Amen. I mean, hey, Paul said over there in 2 Corinthians 11:25, he said, thrice I suffered shipwreck. He suffered shipwreck in the will of God. Amen. Paul suffered shipwreck whenever he said, I believe God, what we've already talked about. But the Christian life is typified in the Bible as sailing on a ship. We need to sail by faith. 1 Timothy 1:18-20, Paul said to Timothy, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. I just want to encourage you tonight, keep holding faith.
Amen.
So how do you hold faith? You hold the truths of this word right here, what God has said to you and what God showed you. And it don't matter what kind of storm comes. It doesn't matter if the ship is full, amen, and the storms are raging. We can believe God in this day, amen. And hey, you'll find out that this ship... Well, there's different kind of ship. The Christian life is, we're sailing on, the Christian life's like a ship sailing. And I tell you what it's like, it's like a battleship. Amen? That's what he said. He said that, that thou mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. So you know what that tells me, Brother Shepherd? That, Brother Shepherds? That tells me that, I was looking at both of them, one out of this side and one out of the other. That tells me if you, don't hold faith, you suffer shipwreck. And the sailing, will be chastisement, or like, Hymenaeus and Philetus, that was their name. I don't know whether they were saved or not, one way or the other, whether they was turned over saved of the struggles of the flesh. I don't know, maybe we'll find out later, but I'll tell you this, they suffered shipwreck in disobedience. They put away faith.
Yep.
Amen. The Christian life's like a battleship. And I promise you, you'll face all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Yes,
sir. Amen. That's how it ought to be. We ought to be willing to fight the good fight.
Amen.
Stay in the battle.
Yes.
It's like a battleship. It's not only that, it's a fishing ship. When you see that in the Christian life. He said there in chapter number 1, follow me and I'll make you to become fishers of men.
Yeah.
We're to be fishing for men. It's not only that, it is a cargo ship.
Amen.
Amen. I give credit, Brother Andy Tully was saying this. You heard him say that at the meeting. If you heard him say it, but it kind of helped me with this message. He said that they figured out that he wasn't just cargo during this, but he was the captain. Boy, just that statement, I'm telling you, I think rearranged that whole morning meeting down there in Georgia, didn't it? Brother Tully is preaching, I don't even think he's preaching that, he's preaching somewhere else, not even out of this text, but I'm telling you, I sure am glad that I found out, Brother Jacob, that I'm glad he's cargo tonight. I'm glad he's on the ship, aren't you? I'm glad that he's been in me ever since I got saved by the grace of God, but it'd be a sad thing just to carry him as cargo and never let him be the captain. Amen. I'm glad I found out the hard way. It's one thing to say the Lord's with me and I've got the Lord on my side and all of that. And then try to chart my own course. Be the captain of my own ship.
Amen.
I'm glad he's a captain, not just cargo. I'll give Brother Tully credit for that. But I'll give the Holy Ghost credit for it because he wouldn't have known without that. And amen. So it's a battleship. You ever been in a battle?
Yes.
Amen. It's a fishing ship. You go fishing for men.
Amen.
There's a foe. It is a cargo ship. And listen, it's a passenger ship. I tell you what, it's one thing when I'm going through a storm. It's one thing when I'm having a hard time. But when my family's having a hard time, my wife's having a hard time, my children having a hard time, and it ought to be when our brothers and sisters in the church house are having a hard time. The Christian life is like a ship with passengers on it, amen. I'm telling you what, when you're in the battle and you're fishing for men, and you are have that precious cargo, amen. And listen, the passengers are fearful and afraid, and it's dark and loud.
Yes,
sir. Amen. I know y'all know what I'm talking about tonight. This is a little different character for me preaching tonight, but I'm helping me if I ain't helping you. I've just looked and said, Lord, I look back at some of the things we went through in our life trying to serve God. And I thought, Lord, how do we keep sailing?
Right.
Amen. I'll say this. The Bible, look at this. It says in verse number 35, "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship." Listen tonight. This is a biblical truth. Just as real as he was in that ship physically, he's just as real spiritually inside of us tonight. Amen. And just as they could physically go to him as a man, you and I can go to our mediator, the man Christ Jesus, tonight. Isn't that good when you're in a storm to know that? Or when you remember it, a lot of times you forget and you're in the storm. Just as much Brother Josh Shepherd, he physically dwelt in that ship. He physically dwells, abides inside of us tonight. I'm trying to say tonight, you can weather any storm. I don't reckon it could have got any, could it have got any worse than the ship being full? And the Lord said, just have faith, just trust me. I'm glad we can trust him tonight. And hey, he was on board. But look at what it says here in verse 36. Again, when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. You know, it said that the ships were with him. Now, he was with the ships, but the ships were with him. Y'all see where I'm going with that? That just hit me. Yeah, you ever had somebody, somebody says, are you with them? It's one thing that he's with us, and I'm glad that he is. But I'm glad we're with him. Those other little ships out there, we're with him, amen. I'm just trying to give you what all the Lord gave me and what helps me tonight. Now, sometimes we get in, here's how you get in a storm. Sometimes your ship gets full. If you decide, I'm going to be obedient to what he says. They're already tired. It's the same day. I mean, you'll find throughout the book of Mark, it says immediately, straightway. I mean, they is busy about the things of God. And the same day, he's been preaching about the sower and all of that and all of those things and sowing the seed of the Word of God and talking about faith as a grain of mustard seed. And after this, the same day, they get in this ship. Amen. You know why? Because even though they're tired, they're going to obey his word. They're going to obey what he said. I believe there's people like that, this here in this room tonight, that you've decided I'm going to obey what Jesus says.
Amen.
Well, it ain't going to be easy.
Right.
Don't expect smooth sailing.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
I think about the Bible tells us that here's what obedience to what he says will do. It'll give you his presence in the ship. What do you think if they said, we ain't going?
Yeah.
Amen. I ain't liked everything that I've experienced with the Lord, but I sure am glad that I've been in the ship with him.
Amen.
And I'm glad he's in me. And some of the experiences, even hard, what I'm trying to say is to see where the Lord can take you from and bring you through and take you to. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what he is doing here with them. So this is the pattern of the Christian life. If we do it right, if we are obedient to our obedience is to what he says, his presence will be in the ship. Remember Jonah? Jonah disobeyed. You know, the Bible said he went out from the presence of the Lord. I believe Jonah was a saved man. I mean, Jonah wasn't indwelt by the Holy Ghost like me and you are. But I'll tell you what, I believe we can make an application here that if you disobey God, you'll not have the joy of the presence and the fellowship with God. Isn't that right in the Christian life? I mean, listen, obedience to what he said will bring his presence in the ship.
Amen.
But just cause his presence is in the ship, obedience to what he said, I promise you'll bring resistance of a storm. Isn't that how you obey God? Over there in Acts chapter 5, verse number 29, after Peter and John had preached, and they got put in jail, And the angel of the Lord opened up the doors and they walked out and they come by the next day and the guards were still standing there. The gates were shut and they had told them don't say anything else. But you know what the angel said? And said, don't listen to what they got to say. Go back in the temple and preach unto all the people all the words of this life. And they're standing there preaching the word of God. And they come down there real sweet and nice and said, didn't we tell you that you shouldn't be doing this? They didn't want to offend the people, amen, like all politicians. And listen, they come in there and Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
Amen.
You obey God, there'll be resistance. I wonder what we'd do if real resistance started in America. Amen. We don't really face much resistance. I mean, there's places where they show up at the church house and there's people there at the front door with guns. So what do you do? Well, thank God for the country we live in. Call the law. Amen. What if you're in a country where we don't have laws like we've got? Matter of fact, the laws that they've got's against you because they're linked up with their religion.
Right.
Amen. I've heard missionaries say things like that.
Yes, right.
So thank God, but what would we do if there was resistance? There will be resistance.
Yes.
I see, Brother Palmer, that the obedience to what His Word said. I see that there His presence was them in the ship because they was obedient. Amen. But listen, there it was resistance by this storm that came in their life. There was resistance. But listen, we can resist the devil by being faithful and obeying God.
Amen.
But you know what happened? I'm almost done. Their obedience brought His presence. It brought resistance. But you know what it brought in their life? Offense. They got offended. You see that? The Bible said in verse 37, there rose a great storm of wind and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Do y'all sense offense? Offended? In chapter 3, verse number 17, this reminds me of me. This is how we are. Chapter 3, verse 17 of Mark, here's James and John, the sons of thunder.
Yeah.
Here's in chapter 4, it thunders.
Yeah.
And here's James and John in the ship. Don't you care, Lord?
Right.
We're going to die.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir. I'm guilty. What about you?
Yes, sir.
And sons of thunder get scared of the thunder.
Yeah.
So who's that remind you of? Me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you too.
Yeah.
Boy, I sure am glad the Lord can overlook my fear and overlook my lack of faith. I mean, he did rebuke them and said, what's your problem? Why are you so fearful? Amen. I mean, I thank God that He is merciful and He is graceful and He's long-suffering. But I'm telling you what, I don't want it to be the norm of my life, just living fearful and afraid of the storms and the troubles and the problems. And every time that the bills don't get paid, that I'm afraid the mailbox ain't going to fill up. And just, I want to trust God. Amen. So I see their obedience, His presence, the resistance, their offense, but I see His reassurance. Amen. He said in verse number 40, let me say again, sometimes Brother Troy, he reassures us by saying, I'll take you through the storm. Just hang on. I'll take you through the storm. But in this text, Brother Shepherd, he just reassures them.
Amen.
It says in verse number 39, and he arose. Boy, I just saw something. Verse 37 said, and there arose. Boy, what is that tonight?
Amen.
We ain't got time. We're all tired. We probably don't want to hear it. But how many of you could just speak up tonight and say, boy, there arose this storm.
Yeah.
There arose that storm.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
There arose, I tell you, it arose. Here, I could hear it. It's beating on me. It's blowing on me. I thought sure I was going to perish, but he arose.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm glad he arose and he's alive tonight. I mean, this Jesus in the ship died and was buried and he rose again. But you know what? Thank God he arose from the grave victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And he ever liveth tonight to make intercession. Listen, child of God, we can make it through the storms. We can make it with a ship that's full. If we'll just trust him, he's just given us reassurance. He reassured them, amen. He reassured them that what John had, everything John had said about him was true, amen, like the Bible said. He reassured them, that voice that spoke out of heaven in chapter number 1 and said, this is my beloved son. Hey, because they cried out, what manner of man is this? That even the winds and the seas obey him. He's just reassuring them, amen. He'd showed them, he'd assured them through the voice of John, that one voice. He'd assured them through the voice of his father that spoke out of heaven, amen, and said, this is my beloved son. Hear him, believe him, amen. Hey, they'd heard all of that. Heard that voice. I mean, the things that they'd seen with their vision, with their own eyes. He came walking on that shore and he told those fellas coming, follow me.
Amen.
They started following him. He's, and they watched him take care of a fever.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
They watched him cleanse a leper. In chapter 3, they watched him forgive a sinner. Amen. The Bible says it's born of four. I really think it was probably James, John, and Peter, and Andrew. Possibly. Amen. I said this before maybe here, but if it's Peter's house, he wouldn't get too mad. Or if he went up there and he's one tearing the roof off. I don't know for sure that it was, but that sure looks like it. Born of four, and he just called four and said, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Here they go out here, hear about this old man that couldn't walk, and they're going out there fishing for men. Amen. They're going out there fishing for men. Tore the roof off. Amen.
Amen.
They'd seen that, this same crowd.
Yeah.
Lord, don't you care?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ship's full.
Try
to reassure you tonight. Amen. Just give your ship to the Lord.
Amen.
Probably wasn't just Peter's house, but it's probably Peter's ship. Now, the sons of Zebedee left the ship. But don't it say that Peter just forsook his nets, followed him? May have been a ship, still had the nets. Evidently, he went back to fishing over there in John 21.
Yep.
This is just things I'm thinking about. Amen. Just give your ship to the Lord.
Amen.
Keep sailing.
Amen.
Don't you like, don't let him just be cargo, let him be the captain.
Amen.
I don't know what kind of storm you're in tonight, but tell you what, if you serve the Lord long, you're going to get in a storm.
Yeah.
And you're going to feel like you're going to perish.
Right.
I say tonight, he's still able to say, peace, be still.
Amen.
Whether it just calms, amen, whether it just keeps raging.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So I pray the Lord said something to you tonight. Brother Shepherd, you come. Maybe you're in a storm tonight.